Amen. We're thankful for these songs tonight, and certainly we appreciate this blessing of being able to be back in the house of God with our brothers and sisters, and just that thankful that God has put us together, that we could come and worship with each other, and for His blessings upon you and yours tonight. In the book of Acts is where we'll be reading from, if you want to open your Bibles up to there. Over in the second chapter, and while you open up there to that, let me just say that we thank the Lord for the service this morning, for His Word, and if our people, if we as God's people, could just see the need for us to live a life and to have true repentance in our hearts, and that we would be able to see many more of our people get saved. I believe that Satan is making a mockery out of the church, and we're allowing him to do so. And because of that, it's causing many folks to die and go to hell for all eternity. And there's a lot of things that we've been guilty of, a lot of things that we failed in this life. But one thing I don't want to be guilty of is leading somebody else to down to destruction for eternity. So let's be much in prayer about that. But in the book of Acts, in the second chapter, is where we'll be reading from. Just reading one more, one verse from this chapter in verse 40. He says in verse 40, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. And just that one verse tonight, and I'd like to give you the backdrop before we give you our text. We made mention of this morning, how that Peter and the apostles had been there on the day of Pentecost, and how that they had been, those that was around saw the movement of the Holy Spirit that come in the house and just tore the town upside down when people seen the Holy Spirit working in such a way. And the Bible says that they began to see all this, and some of them was wondering, and no doubt, what was going on. And there was even the accusation that were drunken. But Peter and the apostles told them that we are not drunk, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, that Joel had prophesied about it, and they was seeing it come to reality right before their eyes. And they went on to preach about the Lord and how that Jesus had given His self for their sins, and that if they would just believe upon Him, that they could be saved from their sins. And in verse 21, that it says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And when they heard all this, and he went on to tell them about Jesus and the miracles and the signs and wonders that was worked by Him, the Bible says that they come to a point that they were pricked in their hearts, and they said, what shall we do to receive this? That what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you. And the Bible says in the verse 40 that we read, and with many other words did he testify and exhort. And sometimes that we need to be to receive exhortation as well, from the songs and from the Word. And this is a place where God can exhort us. He can lift us up and give us all things that we stand in need of. And I'd like to use just that one word as our text tonight, the word exhort, which means to lift up. It means to help, if you'll have it today. That if we see a brother or sister that is down and out, that we need to exhort them. And also for those that are lost, Peter was exhorting them, telling them that you don't have to stay lost. How many of us got lost people that you want to tell them that you don't have to stay lost? God made a way through Jesus Christ that you could have a better life, and that you could have eternal life in heaven when this world shall come to an end. And when he preached to them, I believe that Peter and the apostles didn't leave anything out. He exhorted them with many words that he used. He said unto them, the first thing that was words of exhortation, if you'll have it, is that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And even in this era, a time in which we live in today, the scripture still holds true. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That ought to exhort us tonight and to give us a reason to be happy and to be able to praise the Lord, knowing that God is still in the saving business, that it's not limited to our time, it's not limited to our generation. But we look at all these moms and dads and young men and women out there in this world that need to know the Lord as their Savior. We need to exhort them. The devil has, we have allowed the devil to use the church to kick sinners down so far. And I believe this with all my heart. As I preach this morning, the only difference between us and the lost of all people is that God seemed fit to save our dying souls. There again, as I said this morning, there's not a one of us that can look at somebody else and talk about how bad they are and how far away from God they are, because at one time in our life, we was just as far as they are away from God. But then Jesus was preached. Somebody exhorted his name. Exhort means to lift up again. And when they lift up the name of Jesus Christ, did he not say, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me? We know he was talking about the cross, but he's also telling us today that when God's people gather, when we began to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, folks that are in the midst can be saved before it's too late. And he told them that you didn't have to stay this way. They heard that word and they began to have trouble in their hearts. Anybody else remember when trouble come into your heart because the preacher preached and the singer sung and the church was praying and your heart was troubled? But thank God they didn't leave us that way. But they told us that Jesus died so that we could have this peace that we have in our soul today. And I put this in for good measure before I go on. How many of you know that no matter how high the waves may dash, we still have peace because Jesus is still the captain of our ship tonight? And he said not only this, did he exhort them with that, but he also gave them a word of exhortation that in verse 39, he said, for this promise is made to you and to your children, to them that are far off, as many as our Lord our God shall call, that no matter where they're at, no matter where they're hiding at, some of us have got family scattered all over the place. But it doesn't matter where they might be at, Brother Bill. The Lord knows exactly where they're at. When you and I don't know what they're doing or what they're involved in, God still knows all about it. He knows exactly where they're at today. And I want to use this message not just to exhort us that God is still saving. God knows where they're at. But also that, folks, if we will just hold on, God is going to work that work that we've been praying for. I believe it with all my heart. As hard as I should say, as the devil is working, something good is about to happen because he is working like he has never worked before. People say, well, what kind of a work are you looking for something to happen that is so good? The Bible teaches us that there are many things in this life that are good, is there not? I enjoy life. I enjoy seeing other people enjoy life. But folks, now I put this in and people might think it's kind of strange, Brother Ron, but when a dear saint has been called into eternity, I rejoice in that because they've laid down their cross and they picked up their crown on the other side. People say, well, how can that be exhorting? It is exhorting because they've left us a word that they are prepared to go on to be with God when this life is over with. And it doesn't matter how young or how old they are. Folks, if you've been saved, you need to tell somebody that you've been saved by the grace of God. Don't leave them wondering whether it's there or not, but tell them that when your time comes, that they can tell their loved ones that they have just gone on to a better place. And I think about all the things that has happened, and God's people need to be lifted up. The devil and the world walk all over us. They use God's people, and they talk about us, and they mock us and make fun of us. But there'll come a time when they'll look out somebody that knows the Lord and ask them to help them. I've come to exhort you tonight. Just keep on walking in the way that you're walking, because the Bible says that straight is the way and narrow is the path that leadeth unto life everlasting, that gives us this life that we have. And sometimes we just need each other. I didn't know that Jim was going to testify the way that he did tonight in the opening up of the service, but we need somebody to help us, to exhort us, to lift us up. And when I talked to Kenny today, he said, I can tell that the church has been praying. And he said, Roger, he said, oftentimes he'll call me Roger D. He'll say, Roger, I just want you to tell them how much I appreciate them praying and lifting us up, because what he was saying is that your church has been exhorting us, and we can feel the presence of God. Isn't it wonderful when you could take somebody that you know is down and out, that you could take their name before God and ask the Lord to help them? You don't even have to be in their house. You don't have to be within shouting distance of them, but they can feel the presence of God come in the midst of the home where they're at and feel the evidence that somebody has been lifting them up. And it's not just them that needs to be lifted up. There's some of you tonight that need to be lifted up as well, because God only knows what you're going through. If we took the time, and I'll try not to preach long, but if we took the time to go around the house and ask everybody what all that you're going through, one thing, we wouldn't have enough hours in the day to listen to everybody, what they're going through. And some of us, it'd get halfway through or a third of the way through, and we raise our hands up again and said, oh yeah, I forgot about this. I can't tell you everything that's going on, but God knows everything that's going on. And when we begin to pray for each other, you know what we're doing? We're saying, Lord, lighten their load just a little bit. Help them as they walk down this way, that we might be able. There is nothing that excites me more than thinking about that one day. Folks, and I know that this may not happen, but let me just enjoy the thought, if I can, for the time that I'm here. Wouldn't it be something if we all got to walk into heaven together, saying that we have walked side by side down here, and now we get to walk through the gate together, and because of my brothers and sisters, they helped me make it through. But folks, whether we walk in side by side or not, you know why we made it through? Because we had a God who loved us more than we even love ourselves. We had a God that was, you know, Jesus, when he was on the cross, he was praying for us. He was lifting us up, and he said, Father, help them. I give them back to you. Help them as they're going through this life. And we need to pray for our brothers and sisters that God would help them in such a way to give them all things. I pray that God will give you everything that you have need of while you're here. And folks, I can already go ahead and rejoice, because the Bible says he's going to give you everything that you have need of. And it says this, that he will hear and answer our prayers when we pray without doubting whatsoever. Isn't that exhorting tonight? How many of you are praying prayers that need an answer? Help me preach. The prayers that we have need of an answer for, I cannot come and give the remedy to what you're going through. I cannot come and speak a few words. Sometimes people think that if the preacher shows up, all he's got to say is a few words and everything will be all right. I'm going to be the first to confess I don't have those words. But I know a man who is able to speak through the Holy Spirit what it is that you have need of today. That when moms and dads get restless worrying about the kids, God is able to speak the word that we have need of. He knows exactly what they're going through. He knows where they're at, and He knows what is going to get their attention to bring them back and get them saved for those that are lost and undone. And folks, if I could preach it like this, we need to pray and exhort each other more today than we have ever done it in the days past, because time is getting away from us. God's taking them out one by one. The devil is taking them out one by one. And people say, why did you say that the devil is taking them out? The Bible says that God has appointed unto man 70, or am I preaching it right? 70 days upon the earth. And by reason of grace, God is able to extend that. Amen. But also, the Bible teaches us, because of sin, that a man can shorten his days. Is this not true? And folks, sin is taking many of our people out before their time. And it worries me, because I look around the church and I see them going out, and I wonder, what is God going to do to put back in their place? People say, well, that's depressing to think about it. But sometimes I get depressed in thinking about it. But then I think about this. God put us here, did He not? And God's able to fill the pews up if we will just keep exhorting each other, praying for each other, and helping our brothers and sisters make it down life's path. I don't know about you, but I need the help of my brothers and sisters. There's none of us that's able to walk by ourselves. People say, well, those bunch of weak Baptists don't even have the strength or confidence that they're able to make it through this life. Folks, most days you and I are able to walk. But when that phone call comes, it tears our life up. It brings us to the point that we realize, how many of you know that you're not that strong? We're not that strong. The moment we think that we can handle anything that comes by our way, the devil will come against us and show us how weak that we are. But when I am weak, He is strong. When I can't, He can. And when I can't see a way to go, He knows the path. He's got it all laid out. And my brothers and sisters in the church, if we were to stop exhorting one another, it would make our path so much harder to walk. I know that there's people that pray for us, even though, and you know this, those of you that's been there, Brother Russell prays for us on a daily basis, Sister Edwina prays for us on a daily basis, and folks, I and you, we all need these prayers that people are praying. How many of you pray for one another during the course of the week? Not just on Sunday, but folks, you know what we need to do? We need to take more time to pray for our brothers and sisters, because the devil is coming with all that he's got against our households. People say, well, do you mean to tell me that you're not able to take on the devil and defeat him? Folks, you and I don't have the strength, but I know a man that has a strength. Greater is He that is in you, in me, than he that is in this world. If we just keep exhorting, sometimes I'm like David, and I said I wasn't going to preach long, Brother Ron, but sometimes I'm like David. I have to encourage myself in the Lord. Anybody else been that way this week? You get so down and out and you wonder, how in the world can all this stuff be happening? And then I start singing a song, or like on a Sunday night, as Becky and I was talking about this just today, I believe it was, that sometimes I go back and I remember the prayer that Sister Della was praying here on Sunday evening. How many of y'all remember that prayer and how it exhorted me this week? I thought about that, and then I thought about the song that Rachel sung. It exhorted me. Folks, I need the church. I need my brothers and sisters. I need all that God has got for us in this house to keep me going from day to day. Otherwise, I would be like a lot of people in this world. I'd throw up my hands and say, what use is there? But there's another soul out there that needs to be saved. There's somebody else that needs a word to help them through this hard time. There's somebody else out there that is going through a trial that you and I may have not have faced, and we may not have the words to try to tell them how to get through it. But how many of you know that just a little talk with Jesus helps everybody make it up? When I began to pray for you, it encourages me. When I ask God to help you, it helps me. And if we will just keep exhorting each other, folks, you and I will dance all the way into heaven's great big throne, and we'll rejoice around the throne of God for all eternity. People say, well, preacher, why did you put the word dance in there? Baptists have got a bad thing about dancing. All I have to do is go see what King David did. Did he not dance? Sometimes I look at people, and I'm not talking about some of this worldly dancing. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost filled dancing. Some of our sisters and brothers used to do that in the house of the Lord. They get so full of the Holy Spirit that they would dance. I'm not talking about one that was planned. I'm talking about one where the Spirit came over them and they would begin to dance. They began to shout, and folks, they was encouraged. And that, when I reflect back on that, it encourages me to see some of them. I've shared with the church, and then I'll close. And I went and seen a sister that we went to church with for many years, and how she used to have one of those Holy Ghost Pentecostal type of shouts when she would get excited in the Lord, and it would encourage us to hear her. Anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? When she would get excited, it would excite the rest of the church because the Lord was blessing her. And I went and seen her, and she wasn't even in her right mind. In fact, she was in a coma because she had fallen and hitting her head, and had that the brain was swelling and everything else, and she was just a few days away from going into eternity. And while I was there, I got to see her raise that hand, and it began to shake, and I remembered back that that's the same way that she used to shout. That hand would go up and it'd start quivering a little bit, and I thought, man, she's getting ready to shout in places that you and I can only dream about. It encouraged me to see and to reflect back on how people praise the Lord and pray for others. While she was even leaving this life, she was rejoicing knowing that God had saved her for all eternity. Folks, we can be encouraged even in the midst of trouble. I like Christians that no matter what they're going through, they keep the chin up and say, with the help of the Lord, I'm going to make it. I don't like those, Billy, that say, they throw up their hands and say, God let me down. God has never let any of us down. Those that say, I'm mad at God for what He did. Folks, God gets a lot of blame for things that the devil is doing, and for things that we are allowing the devil to do. Amen. Amen. I'll say this and then I'll close. We need to encourage each other. We need to encourage our young people, Larry, that God has got great things in store for them if they'll just stay close to Him. We need to encourage our middle-aged people and our older people. We need to encourage them that's going through times of sickness. We need to encourage those that's going through times of death, their families and their neighbors and their friends. Because, you see, what we're doing today, tomorrow they might be at our front door. Because it might be at our house. How many of you know that trouble has a way of making its way around? And folks, no matter how much money you got in the bank, no matter how good everything is going right now, tomorrow you could lose it all and trouble could be everywhere around you. You better not count on the world and all the worldly riches. You better have it all stacked up for Jesus Christ and ask the church to lift up your name as they go to before the Lord in prayer. Because all this other stuff comes and goes. It comes and goes. But what the Lord does and how the Lord helps us and how our brothers and sisters helps us in the church. See, people have gotten too high mighty. When they was down and out, they went to church and they counted on the Lord. God bless them with just a little bit. And now they're too good to go to the house of God. Everything is going all right. But the same Lord that allowed them to have it is the same Lord who took it all away from Job. You remember it was not God. It was the devil that came and took it all away. And some of our folks, when they take and they lose it all, they've lost their joy of life. But I like what Job said. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the Lord. You say, well, I thought God didn't take it away. The Lord had to allow the devil to move in on Job's life. He had to let down that hedge a little bit to allow the devil to come in. But there's one thing about it. God told him, he said, you can do anything you want to him, except you can't kill him. You can't take his soul, because that's in me today. That's in the Lord. You and I tonight, we need to lift up our brothers and sisters. We got families amongst us in our church that needs to be exhorted. We got brothers and sisters amongst our church that needs to be lifted up. How many of you tonight just need to be, just be open with God? How many of you need to be lifted up? We need our brothers and sisters. I was reading before they were singing that song. I was reading over there. You remember Paul and Timothy. Timothy learned from Paul, but I was reading in 1 Timothy how that Paul, they would open up. When they would go to a different place, they would go and they would say, I exhort you in the Lord. What they were saying is, I lift you up. I pray for you. I ask God to give you all things that you have need of. And you know what? When we say that to our brothers and sisters, we ought to mean it with all of our heart. That I pray that God will bless you and yours. That no matter what it is that you're going through, I'm waiting for somebody to tell us some good news. Amen. I'm waiting for some good news to come. We've heard a lot of bad news. A lot of bad news. But you know what? If we'll just hold on. Somebody's praying for you and yours. As we're praying for Kenny and Della, folks, others are praying for them. Others are praying for you. We don't know how many folks are lifting up our name before God. But I do know this. Every once in a while, I can feel the presence of the Lord come into the midst. And it lifts me up. It exalts me. It gets me to the place where I think, Lord, I'm not even worthy that you would come and visit my household. But I sure appreciate you stopping by today and blessing us with this. Folks, we need to be lifted up. Jim said it at the start of the service. If we're not careful, we'll allow all these cares and all these things to get us down and out. That's why we need to exhort each other. Because the Bible teaches us that God knows what we're going through. And folks, if everything is good at your house, you ought to be able to pray for those that's not, even harder. And pray and thank God for what He's doing for you in your house. Because you give it time, and what some of these others are going through, it will show up at your door. That's why you need to be prayed up and ready. Because we don't know when that day is going to come. But we know it is coming. Robin Sharon gives a song of invitation. Tonight, as they sing this song, I just want to make it like this. As they were singing it, the Lord just laid upon my heart to do it this way. That the altar's always open. We know that. But tonight, if there's somebody here that you want to go and just let them know that you're praying for them, it just might mean everything to them for you to do that. Somebody that you're helping make it through and you say, well, I ain't much. But if there's somebody that you're praying for that God, you don't have to go into the details of the circumstances, but if God's laying upon your heart, I ask you tonight, would you go to them and just hug them? You don't have to go in great detail. You don't have to tell them a word. Maybe all you want to do is say, I'm praying for you. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. I ask you tonight to just follow your heart. Follow your heart. Right now. Go ahead, Rob. Anybody at all? Some's coming to pray. Others making their way around to a brother or sister. Whatever it is that the Lord lays on your heart, that's what we want you to do at this hour. Yes. I will give you rest. Yes. Hear me and be blessed. Yes. Praying for you. Yes. Anybody else tonight? God's put them on your heart. Go and hug them tonight. Let them know that you're praying for them. We're too backward not to tell people that how much we appreciate them and that we're asking God to be with them. Now's the time for us to show them that we appreciate them. Yes. I will give you that rest.